parents looking at strategies for managing their children's behaviour, supporting parents, whether looking at whether parents are in employment themselves, and if they're not, actually how to support them into employment, actually looking at what their issues are for them and identifying what support we could offer. In the past, I've worked with children misconfending, but not specifically children who just had parents in prison. So actually what we want to do is get the schools to identify the children aged sort of 10 or 11, so they're in their last year of primary school. So it's a really good time because that's the beginning of age of criminal responsibility.
So you needed the money for?
We needed the money to be able to register with the Charity Commission. It didn't actually cost to register with the Charity Commission, but we had to show that our income was more than £5,000. So we decided to use crowdfunding and actually pull in our friends and family and everybody else that we could do to actually pledge funding to set up this mentoring scheme. So although the money will enable us now to register with the Charity Commission, it doesn't actually cost to register with the Charity Commission, so we can use that money for mentors for the children. There isn't anything specifically for children whose parents are in prison.